So I wanted to share with you one of the biggest lessons I've learned in my life is that mindset is everything, because I know that what I think about and focus on becomes my reality. Success is an actual inside job. So tell the truth, do you sometimes come up with genius ideas and then think, I could never do that? I will guess that your answer is yes. We all do it. I think sometimes we're so conditioned to be realistic that we end up stopping ourselves from believing that we can achieve our goals and turn them into reality. Let's be honest. We've all had good ideas floating around in our heads that we'd love to make happen, but we stop ourselves because, again, our programs, our limiting beliefs. The most common things that people will say in their heads is, what if it doesn't work out? Or what if people don't like it? Or what if I can't do it? Or if people laugh? And so on and so on. The list goes on of the reasons that we come up with for not going full steam ahead. Because again, our mindset. We hold ourselves back, overthinking everything, doubting ourselves, criticizing ourselves, procrastinating, and get stuck. Then most of the time we end up pushing the idea to the back of our minds, saying that it's a silly idea anyway. But I'm here to ask you today, is it a silly idea? Or are you just fooling yourself because you're too scared and don't have a clue how you're going to do it, and you're caught up in the what ifs and the doubts of it, and you put it away? So I'm challenging you today, if you are listening into this episode, what are the dreams that you had, that you put to the back of your mind, that you didn't feel that you were worthy to bring into your reality? The truth is, for most of us, the biggest battle we face in life is ourselves. We can be our own worst enemy. I know it true because it has happened to me many a times. In my life, whenever I felt lost, confused, unmotivated, frustrated, or downright hopeless, I can guarantee you it's because you've been running the wrong programs in your mind. My mindset has been off track, programmed for failure and not success many times. And whenever I felt really on top of everything, when I've been on my positive mindset, my morning ritual, motivated, helpful, I can guarantee you that I've brought so much success and abundance into my life. I am programming myself for success every day by the rituals that I have in place, turning my ideas into reality and achieving success and living an extraordinary life is not reserved for the special few people. We can all do it. We just have to tap into the power of our mind and program ourselves for success so that we can make massive progress. And what I want you to do is think today, get out a journal at any point if you can, and write down different dreams that you had, different thoughts, ideas. Did you want to start a podcast maybe, but you thought no one might listen? Did you think of opening up a social media account for your business? Did you think of starting a business? What were the ideas that you thought that you put to the back of your mind? Because your destiny is determined by the choices you make. Choose now and choose well by moving forward in your life. Again, you are the captain of your own ship to bring you to the destiny to where you want to end up. Don't regret anything in life. Don't let life pass you by. If you're listening to this, take this as your sign that you need to connect in now, and you need to do the work, do the mindset work, do the shift, and move everything along to get you to where you need to be and to who you're becoming. Again, when you work so deeply with your mindset, you can transform all areas of your life. You know my journey. My journey has been crazy. So many ups, downs, and in-betweens. And of course, there's a roller coaster still in front of me. There's always going to be roller coasters in life, but my mindset and working on it on a daily basis is the foundation to the success and abundance that I am attracting into my life. And I'm the type of person that says yes to everything, and then I walk away and go, oh my god, how am I going to do this? And but then I work on my mindset, I shift through it, and I go for it. And again, everything in life that we do is a learning experience. We don't fail at the end of the day. We learn and we keep moving on. So don't ever be afraid to start something, because you will regret the day that you didn't start, that you didn't believe in yourself. Think of the 7-year-old little boy or girl that you were at one point. if you were to ask a 7-year-old now, what do they want to be when they're older? They will say an astronaut, a firefighter, a doctor. They won't have any limiting beliefs of, oh, how am I going to get there? What am I going to do? Oh my God, oh my God. That's what we do as adults. We go get all consumed. We get so overworked. We can't think straight. And then it's like, sure, I can't do that. There's not enough hours in the day. I'm too busy. I'm this, I'm that. And then we go by our labels. I'm a mom. I'm a dad. I'm too busy. I'm this, I'm that. You're telling yourself you're all those things. But what if you started telling yourself you're the other thing? That I am the successful coach. I am the successful businesswoman. I am the whatever. Because remember, when we do the I am statements, that is what is most powerful. Hence why doing a mindset shift on yourself is so, so important. Now, if you feel that you are struggling with your mindset at the minute and you would like to shift through it, here are a simple few steps that you can do to maybe help you on the process. First, ask. Ask for what you want. You've got to get clear on what you truly want. Two, believe. Be open to receiving. Hold the faith and trust that you will receive what you want. If you feel resistance, then surrender and release those doubts and shift your thoughts onto something else. Think about something else. Do something else. If you want to reach your goal, then you can't spend time delaying. Start working on it today. You've got to do whatever it takes to stay in alignment with who you are becoming. You've got to feel like it's already happened. You've got to believe that you've done the deal. And then three is to receive. Allow yourself to receive what you want. You have to be open and let the universe help you. You don't need to know all the steps. You need to take the first step. Working with mindset is one of my passions. It's something that I help clients with in my spiritual coaching business. So again, if you want to reach out to me today for help, reach out. But again, if there's someone else you want to work with them. If there's a book you want to read that's going to help you, an audio, someone on social media, whatever the case is. But today is your guidance to step into who it is that you want to become, to really, really reprogram your mind that if anything pops up, that you do not let doubt to set in. Remember, instead of saying, what if, step into the vibration of, I can. I will. I am trying. And show up as the best version of yourself every single day. Embody who you want to become and leave the what ifs behind. Because again, don't be on your deathbed and regret. Again, not be morbid, but don't be on your deathbed and regret the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Step into today. What bright idea did you have? Get it into fruition, write it down, start moving towards it, get the coach to help you, get whatever help you need, whether it's a counselor, whatever the case may be, get the help. There's so much, there's an abundance of help and support all around you, but you need to take the first step to attract it into your life by you showing up. And again, if this message that I've shared with you today was the first step for you to go, oh, maybe there is a chance that I can be the successful entrepreneur, mom, whatever the case may be, then this is the sign. Then go find the person that's going to help you stay accountable to bring and make your dreams into reality by reprogramming your mindset so that you can be more positive to show up as your most authentic self on a daily basis. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And again, feel free to like, share, do all the do's. Because again, if it helped you smile today, if it helped raise your vibration, why not share it with someone else to do the same? Sending you so much love and light from my heart to yours.